Sorry, ma'am, but I cannot give it to you for any less. I need to make a profit, you know.
Hello, Miss Liza.
Hello, Jessalyn. How are you this fine Christmas Eve?
Please.
Well,
do.
It's only the morning. I'm good.
Oh, hello, Liza. Are you throwing a party again this year?
Why, yes, I am. You wouldn't be interested in coming, would you? Or are you and that brand new husband of yours starting your own Christmas traditions?
Why, we'd love to come. Friends and family are really what makes Christmas so wonderful. Let's hope a blizzard doesn't happen again like last year. It broke my heart that you had to spend Christmas alone.
Well, I wasn't really alone, but I did make too much food.
Oh, that's right. You told me the story of your mysterious guest. Speaking of mysterious, you got a letter in the mail a week ago. I meant to give it to you sooner, but it's been a while since I've seen you.
A letter for me? Where from?
Here it is. It says, let me see. Oh, from Dark River. Who do you know from there?
No one, really. Unless...
Oh, I'll be right back, Liza. Jessalyn, get your hands out of the peppermints this instant. You know what too much candy does to you.
To my friend Liza, I wanted to thank you for taking me into your home last year. You saved my life in more ways than one. God bless you, and Merry Christmas, Anton.